Death to all Jews, Orthodox Jewish man stabbed by Allahu Akbar knifeman in Zurich. By Kurt Zindelka on March 3, 2024. An Orthodox Jewish man was stabbed multiple times in Zurich on Saturday evening by a knifeman who reportedly shouted out death to all Jews and Allahu Akbar during the attack. A 50-year-old man of Orthodox Jewish faith was left with life-threatening injuries after being stabbed multiple times in Switzerland's largest city at the Brandskankstrasse/Selnostrasse junction in Zurich District 2. According to the German-language Swiss newspaper Neue Zürcher Zeitung, a 15-year-old suspect was arrested at the scene of the attack. Police are currently investigating the potential motive for the attack, including the possibility that it was inspired by anti-Semitism. The name and background of the suspected knifeman have yet to be revealed to the public. The police said in a statement for NTV, "The ongoing investigations by the Zurich Cantonal Police and the responsible youth prosecutor's office are going in all directions and explicitly include the possibility of an anti-Semitic crime." However, according to local news outlet 20 Minutes, witnesses to the attack said that the teen shouted out death to all Jews and the jihadist war cry Allahu Akbar shortly before stabbing the man. Police have so far not confirmed these reports. According to his acquaintances, the 50-year-old victim is currently in critical but stable condition in the hospital. Local counselor, Jehuda Spielman, who personally knows the victim, said that he believed that the attack was inspired by anti-Semitism, saying, "It's a shock. But unfortunately the act doesn't come as a complete surprise given the atmosphere after October 7th. You can't equip every Jewish person with a bodyguard," the counselor said, adding that while criticism of the Israeli government should be protected, questions should be raised about the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests and the violent rhetoric seen at the rallies. "We have to ask ourselves what kind of atmosphere has been created in the last few months for someone to think that such an act is justified," Spielman said. Following the attack, the Swiss Association of Israelite Communities, SIG, said that it was deeply shocked and called on the Jewish community in Switzerland to behave cautiously and prudently for the time being. Security at Jewish institutions has also been ramped up in the wake of the stabbing. The organization said that while attacks on Jewish people are rare in Switzerland, there has been a significant increase in violence after the terror attacks by Hamas in Israel on October 7th. Which left around 1,200 people dead and hundreds more taken captive by Palestinian Islamists. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.